Today is Thursday, June 17th. We'll tell you about the red lines drawn at President Biden's first meeting with his Russian counterpart. Also, a brutal heat wave in the western U.S. getting even worse, breaking several records and worsening a historic drought. Plus, another shortage that could affect your 4th of July plans, an extreme rebranding for Victoria's Secret, and what could be the newest federal holiday in the U.S. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The highly anticipated first meeting between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended early and without any dramatic actions or new policies. Instead, both world leaders spoke about their respect for one another and also got into some disagreements. One of those had to do with cyber attacks. Putin once again denied Russia's involvement in recent hacks, but Biden laid out some limits anyway. He gave Putin a list of critical infrastructure he says should be off limits to cyber attackers. For example, energy and food and agriculture. Biden also reminded Putin that the U.S. has pretty big cyber capabilities, too, meaning the U.S. is prepared to respond to future attacks. The next tense subject, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He's in jail now for violating a probation by going to Germany to receive treatment for a poisoning that the U.S. thinks the Russian government was responsible for. Well, Biden says he told Putin if Navalny dies in custody, Russia will face devastating consequences. Putin called that a domestic matter that the U.S. should stay out of. He likened it to political divisions in the U.S. and even mentioned the Capitol riot from January 6th. Biden called that a, quote, ridiculous comparison. The meeting wasn't all tense, though. They agreed to return both Russian and American ambassadors to their posts in Washington and Moscow, and they say they laid out the groundwork for new arms control measures. Now, President Biden is headed back to Washington, D.C. The Education Department made a big change in the name of gay and transgender students. It said the federal law that bans sexist discrimination should also include LGBTQ students. This means discrimination based on a student's sexual orientation or gender identity will be treated as a violation of Title IX. So, students who face that kind of unfairness will be able to bring their complaints to the Education Department or federal courts. And if schools are found to have violated Title IX, that's a pretty big deal. In a worst-case scenario, schools can lose all funding from the federal government. What's unclear, though, is how the new stance will affect state laws and proposals that keep transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams. Lawmakers in more than 30 states are at least considering those kinds of bans, and many have already put them into place. So, some conservative advocates are criticizing the change, calling it politically motivated. They say Title IX exists to make sure women and girls are given the same opportunities as men and boys. And they believe having transgender girls in female sports takes those opportunities away. The Federal Reserve says it is keeping interest rates low, at least for now. Remember, the Fed cut interest rates to nearly zero last year at the height of the pandemic. Now it says the low rates are still necessary while the U.S. keeps recovering from the economic fallout of COVID-19. Lower interest rates mean it's cheaper to borrow money, and they tend to encourage more people to spend, giving a boost to the economy. However, economists say they also drive inflation, and already consumer prices are rising, although that mostly has to do with shortages. So these low rates certainly won't be around forever. The Fed is projecting the next rate hike in 2023, and then another one later that same year. Even though that might sound like a ways off, the stock market took a hit just after the Fed's announcement yesterday. The Dow fell 150 points. The historic heat wave in the American West is getting even worse. Heat warnings and advisories are in effect across 7 states, and in the coming days, about 40 million Americans are likely to see temperatures in the triple digits. Already this week, dozens of records were tied or broken. For example, Salt Lake City, Utah, beat its previous hottest June temperature when it got up to 107 degrees. Billings, Montana, tied its all-time hottest temperature with a high of 108. Phoenix, Arizona, reached 115 already, tying the previous high first set back in the 70s. And that's just to name a few of the records. This is unusually severe for June, like 10 to 30 degrees above average. And it's aggravating the most intense and expansive drought of the 21st century. Wildfire risks are especially heightened now, and major wildfires are already burning in Colorado, Montana, and Arizona. On top of that, the two most populous states, Texas and California, are asking people to conserve energy so their power systems don't collapse. And all over the West, the National Weather Service suggests people keep hydrated, stay inside as much as possible, and check on their friends, family, and neighbors. Much more news ahead, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, explains why she loves our sponsor, Ritual.
We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it's part of our daily routines. That's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for months. I also appreciate that I don't feel like I have to hold my nose when taking them, and they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping, always. And not only are they offering the Newsworthy listeners a discount, you can also get your money back for your first order if you don't love Ritual within your first month. So get your key nutrients with Ritual. And right now you can get 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy.
American car companies are making more big bets on greener vehicles. This week, GM announced it would increase its spending on electric and autonomous vehicles by about a third. That brings its investment to about $35 billion over the next 4 years. GM is also doubling down on developing batteries for the vehicles. The automaker already has two factories in the works, and this week, it bumped that up to four. This all comes on the heels of similar announcements from Ford. Ford decided to increase spending, specifically on EV development, by a third. Ford also announced this week it expects at least half of its luxury Lincoln vehicles to be fully electric by 2025. The AP spoke with an analyst who described GM and Ford's rivalry as an electric vehicle arms race. Overall, Forbes reports the electric vehicle market could be worth up to $5 trillion within the next decade. History may be repeating itself with a new space race. Russia and China have teamed up on a new moon mission, and this week, they revealed plans that could put them in direct competition with the U.S. Russia and China say they'll start with research missions to the moon. The first robotic mission is scheduled for later this year. The second phase involves building a permanent lunar research station. Then, China and Russia want to have astronauts on the moon by 2036. At this stage in the game, their plans are entirely separate from the U.S., which plans to send astronauts back to the moon by 2024. NASA is also working to set international standards for moon exploration with an agreement called the Artemis Accords. The treaty basically lays out terms so countries can coordinate peacefully on the moon. The Verge reports 11 countries have already signed on, including South Korea, Australia, and the United Kingdom. So far, China and Russia have not. The famous Victoria's Secret Angels are getting replaced in the name of female empowerment. In case you're not familiar, the Angels are the supermodels who are often photographed wearing wings and diamond-covered lingerie. Victoria's Secret's famous fashion show and catalog are usually all about them. Well, now, they're out. And the brand is bringing in a new group of women who are known not just for their beauty, but for their achievements. The group includes soccer star Megan Rapinoe, Chinese-American skier Eileen Gu, plus-size model Paloma Elsesser, Brazilian transgender model Valentina Sampaio, and actress Priyanka Chopra Jonas. The women will also serve as advisors. The company will still sell its typical lacy lingerie, but it will also expand in other areas, like sportswear. Victoria's Secret's new CEO told the New York Times the brand needs to, quote, stop being about what men want and instead focus more on what women want. And the hope is that will help sales, too. Back in 2015, Victoria's Secret made up 32% of the women's underwear market. But last year, that share dropped to 21%. It's not what many Americans want to hear less than 3 weeks away from the July 4th holiday. fireworks could be in short supply. The nation's largest supplier, Phantom Firework, is urging customers to shop for the supplies as soon as possible before they run out. And two other companies told Fox News they're experiencing shortages too. Like many other retail industries these days, the fireworks industry is dealing with supply chain issues and global shipping delays. But for now, a lot of the nation's biggest fireworks shows are still scheduled. That includes the one at Washington, D.C.'s National Mall, as well as the Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City, and the one at Disney World in Florida. The U.S. Open tees off today in San Diego, California. The golf tournament is welcoming back fans, too, but there will be fewer spectators allowed than in years past, and unvaccinated fans are still asked to wear masks when inside. That said, organizers say they're relying on an honor system and won't ask fans to show proof they've been vaccinated. On the golf course, Phil Mickelson is hoping to end his career-long bad luck streak at the U.S. Open. It's the only major tournament the Hall of Famer has never won. This time, though, Mickelson is bringing some momentum into the competition. Remember, he won the PGA Championship last month. Other frontrunners include Jon Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson. You can watch the U.S. Open from home on NBC and the Golf Channel. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today, we're talking about the origins of Juneteenth and how it could become a federal holiday soon. But first, Erica is back with today's sponsor, Rothy's.
It's 2021, and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes, right? That's where Rothy's comes in. In fact, Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. And I could not agree more. With Rothy's, you don't have to worry about blisters or break-in periods. Wear them right out of the box and be on your way. And of course, it's more than that, too. With Rothy's, I know I'm getting style and sustainability as well. They have so many options that are always trendy and chic, and yet classic and comfortable at the same time, which makes them my go-to for every occasion, from walking around the block to going out to dinner and more. My favorites are still my red Rothy's flats that I bought a couple of years ago. And of course, I've gone back for more and love every pair. No wonder Pop Sugar named Rothy's one of the, quote, most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Juneteenth is set to become our newest federal holiday. Both the House and Senate approved the bill this week, sending it to President Biden, and he's expected to sign it into law. If he does, the holiday's official name will be Juneteenth National Independence Day, and federal employees will get the day off from work. Already, companies like Nike, Twitter, Allstate, and Target are giving their workers the day off. Juneteenth commemorates the day when the last Black enslaved people learned they were free on June 19, 1865. That date was actually more than 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation declaring an end to slavery. That's because it took that long for Union troops to deliver the news around the country. Galveston, Texas was their last stop. People typically celebrate Juneteenth with barbecues, sporting events, prayer services, and with readings of the Emancipation Proclamation. Americans are also encouraged to mark the holiday by supporting Black-owned businesses. By the way, the last time Congress created a new federal holiday was in 1983, when they set aside the third Monday in January as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And that's your Thing to Know today. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news. Until then, have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.